Guys, welcome to Beat Studios.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Now, first of all, so there's two of you here, but there's two more in the band as well. So currently I've got Michael and Patrick with me. Michael, you are a singer and a guitarist, and Patrick, you're on drums.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the backstory. I know this one is quite a lot because you were in different bands before and you came together.
So it was the career of our band, like our band kind of, I suppose if you want to go all the way back, we were both in different bands when we were probably like 16, 17. Yeah. Me and Michael were in a band for like a brief period. And then myself and the other two lads, Peter and Patter, who couldn't be with us today, we were in a band for a few years as well. And then I suppose those, you know, when you're kind of young, it can be hard to keep a band together.
Yeah.
But I think the three of us in the other band, we knew we wanted to continue making music, and we kind of worked very well together. So probably about two and a half years ago, we decided to start Lost Boys, just as a three piece making music. I actually used to play guitar in the other band as well. I'm actually a guitar player first.
Yeah, he plays everything for the band.
Then
he also records our demos.
Yeah. Oh. So then. And yeah, we started Lost Boys as a three-piece. Kind of, we were doing our own thing for about 6 months, kind of writing a few songs, started recording about one single, and then we were kind of feeling there was something missing. There was only three of us. And then, of course, we all kind of knew Michael. I played with him before, so we were like, it just kind of fell right into place, and then it was like the perfect lineup. You know, it was like, that's kind of what it should have been from the start.
Yeah, so then we were a four-piece. I actually just, I broke up my band, like, maybe 2 years before that, and then I went on kind of just into college, kind of forgot about music a bit, came back from Erasmus, and then just hopped onto this band, and it kind of started really taking off then in Limerick, and we started selling out a few gigs and doing really well for ourselves. So it's it's really happy I made the decision to join, and it's going pretty well.
Okay, how are you finding the Irish music industry at the moment? Because I know as independent artists it can be tough.
I think the fact that you don't have to be as reliant on stuff like labels and things like that, like you can kind of make it on your own, like just as a independent artist, like how you can get your music on Spotify, you can promote yourself on Instagram,
you can do everything yourself these days.
Like this kind of huge industry, like, you know, helping you along and stuff. It's just a bit easier, but at the same time, because there's so much more music out there, it can also be harder.
It's a lot harder. There's a lot of noise, and it's very hard to get someone's attention for a big support slot or like a festival slot or anything like that. So it's kind of like really, really slow to get anywhere. You have to do everything takes a lot of time.
But there's definitely, I'd say, like 100 times more opportunities now than there would have been about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely a really exciting time for music, especially in Ireland, because there's just a lot of genres that maybe wouldn't have even existed in kind of Irish popular music now, like hip hop and stuff, that are like, we're kind of making our own hip hop, and it's really coming up, like especially in Limerick. We have a couple of great guys that are doing some really interesting music, so I'm kind of excited to see where that goes.
And it's a hit or miss. We just happened to get onto a Spotify playlist and got some like 20,000 streams in the space of 2 days, and it just that's a huge lift for us, and we got a huge stream of interest into us for 2 weeks, and then it died down again. You have to keep releasing and keep just pushing forward, or else you kind of be left behind. But that's there's lots of opportunities at the moment.
Or get onto TikTok, because that seems to be the way people are going viral at the moment.
I think I've been saying, like,
yeah, we've had arguments about it.
We need to get next time we're writing a song, we can sit down in the studio and be like, okay, can someone make up a TikTok dance to this song? That's the way, like,
it seems like if
you blow your song up on TikTok.
Yeah, that's how horror, what is it?
Make it like, Old Town Road.
Old Town Road, that's how that blew up.
100%. Yeah.
What's it really like being in a band with four guys?
It can be tough to get anything done.
Yeah. Because you all are obviously doing different, like two of you are studying, you know, one's off in Dubai, and like can be
Peter's in Cork.
Yeah,
we all love to travel and do things. We're quite busy, but then it can really conflict with like trying to get stuff done.
Yeah, it's really hard saying no to gigs purely because of not being around.
Yeah,
because like there's lots of gigs, tons of gigs we've been asked to do. Like we were asked to do a gig on the way here and that we had to say no to, just purely because, you know, it's hard to get all the four people in the same room at the same time. Yeah. Takes a long time to do anything.
And we can even do gigs like just the three of us, like Michael said earlier. But like
it's not the same.
I think this summer we've got a couple of things planned anyway, and like I think we're gonna definitely get some more excitement back in, and once we get Patter back, of course, we're gonna kind of be whole again. But
yeah, we're going to have a good 2-3 months where we're able to just sit down and record and make music and gig, and it's going to be really looking forward to it, because it's just such a busy time in our lives. We're in fourth year, the lads have full time jobs, hard to get anything started really. Because what I think is cool about our song is we actually have two lead singers, which I think is like, you know, it's kind of like that's what Oasis did, and it's way more interesting I think to like mix it up, because there's certain songs that suit me more, certain songs that suit Patter more. Even if you look at our songs on Spotify, there's Gemini, which I'm singing in, and then the rest of them actually Patter singing the rest of them. But it's like, you know, we can see that they're really, really similar songs, but there's better suited songs to each other, and we can do backing vocals for each other, mix and match. It's yeah. much more interesting live.
And it wasn't even intended that way. It's kind of just how it happened.
Yeah. yeah.
Like Patter was around, and then when Patter was away, it was like we had Michael, and then it was like the song, like Gemini was the song that you wrote.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was such a fan favorite live as well. Mm. It was just like the next logical step. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Being in a band with four guys can be tough to get things done.
And when there's so many different voices as well, it can be hard to just have one solid thought.
Well, we usually go, it was like, if three of us agree, then it's out. Then
it's
that's how it's go. But it's like, if three of us have different ideas and we can't move forward,
yeah.
so we have to make it sure that everyone's happy before we move on to anything, which is, it's good and that's the way it should be, but it does stunt things.
Sometimes, yeah.
yeah.
But I'm guessing as well, because you've all been in bands before, you've learned from that because you guys know we won't make those mistakes again.
Yeah, there's definitely loads of learning experiences we have from different bands and whatnot. We know everything what not to do now.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm sure you'll learn some more along the way.
Oh, plenty to learn, more to learn.
Yeah, I think,
I think
the number one thing is like we've all been in bands like that have been so stressful and stuff, and it's not been fun.
Yeah.
So I think our main thing when we started this band was like, we just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Because the last bands we were in, I'm sure it was the same for you. Like it just gets so stressful. And you're
trying
to put all these plans together, and then you end up not being happy with it. Like, we're just like,
we're trying to enjoy just small achievable goals.
Yeah.
And that's how, like, if you have some sort of unrealistic expectations about how the year is going to go, I suppose you're going to be disappointed always. And now we're just having really small goals. Like, we wanted to sell out a few shows, we did. We wanted to play in Whelan's in Dublin, we did. We wanted to play a festival, we did. So yeah, then it's just, I think our next goal is definitely trying to get into the festival circuit in Ireland, hoping maybe this summer, like, some promoters get in contact with us. We have been talking to a few promoters, but it's kind of hit dead end. So, like, shout out to any promoters you're listening
anyone's
right
listening
now.
There
lostboys.ie on
Hello.
Instagram.
Our schedule's free for the summer so
currently.
Yeah.
lostboys.ie Instagram, hit us up.
Now guys, I know comparison is the thief of joy, they say, but you guys just said a bit of an Oasis vibe there. Is there anyone you would compare yourselves to or your music?
First I'll put it out there, listen to us and tell us what you think, because sometimes we have no idea what we are. It can change, and definitely at the moment, like with this new EP that we're working on, I think we've kind of honed that sound a little bit more.
Yeah,
but there is kind of a progression from our early songs.
Really straight pop.
They would have been, like pop rock, like very influenced by our old bands. Then we kind of progressed. Michael came in and his writing style kind of joined.
I was in a psychedelic rock band before this.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a weird pop, I think.
He came in and then it was almost like a bit of ska, a bit of like almost like punky. Well,
I thought
really
that
punky.
Was Patter's fault.
I don't know. Maybe that was me. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I think we've definitely kind of honed in now, and I'm kind of really excited to release this EP in the next few months.
Yeah, because we were kind of like, we're a relatively new band. Like, we only formed, like, well, I only joined the band maybe like around now last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound is like, I think it did take a few months to find our new sound and get the group kind of working together. So like this, I think this EP we're releasing in the summer, like, we're really excited about it, because I think it's like the first solid piece of work that we have that's like, this is really unique. This is who we are.
The last couple of singles have kind of been us finding out who we are, and then this EP is us saying, okay, we've kind of figured out this is what we want to
there
be.
Was like, I'd say what I describe it as is like, there's like our first song Over and Over, and then there's Sleeping Alone, and then there's Gemini, and there's like, that's the first song I wrote with the band. There's a lot of big differences between the two.
Mm.
And then the songs we're releasing now are like a combination of all the songs we've released, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
So we've kind of included everything we've done into one kind of sound, and I don't know, it would be some sort of pop music.
Yeah, I suppose we started out being like, you are making pop music, but now it's like, I guess it is kind of pop music. We're kind of trying to go for that, but in our own way. So it's like, if you compared it to pop music, it sounds
not
completely different.
Yeah,
okay.
But we definitely take inspiration from pop music.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Pop music,
inspired.
Popular culture.
We thought about this way too much. So yeah, we have the EP. We're finishing the EP this weekend. We're going to go 2 days in the studio, and then it's just going to be a mixing job and then just figuring out how we're going to release it. But yeah, it's done. Like, all the songs, we play the songs currently at our live gigs.
Okay.
Because even some of our songs sound different recorded than they are live. We do like kind of more dramatic plays of them live than we would do on the recording. Like Gemini is definitely more of a rock song live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then some songs are like, I might cook up something on my computer, and then we'll have like these nice
weird
synths
interludes
and stuff in the background.
Stuff,
Okay, excellent. Now, you mentioned a gig coming up as well, Whelan's. Do you prefer playing live to, say, maybe recording in studio, or is it a mixture of both?
I think they're just two different things, completely different things. I love both of them. Two completely different experiences. Recording songs is so cool, and it's so interesting to see how complicated it is, how long it takes. I'd say end to end, it takes about 2 days to record one song, you know?
Yeah.
And then mixing on top of that, it's just such a complicated process where it takes, like, you'll be at just singing for about 2 hours just for like a 2.5 minute song. Mm. A complex process, and it's so satisfying to see a finished product. Mm-hmm. Really frustrating at the start, really satisfying from the middle to end. Really nice. Enjoy. I love being in the studio. And then live, we've been really lucky to have huge reactions when we're live. I don't think we've ever played to an empty crowd, which is really weird for a band,
yeah.
I think, because touch wood
yeah.
But like, say, yeah, because I've known it all too well, being in bands growing up, is like playing to an empty room. It's, you know, you still have fun with it, and it is what you make of it, but it's a lot better when you have the crowd behind you. Yeah. And we've had huge crowd backing all over Limerick, and even last time we were in Whelan's in October, had a pretty good crowd there, and we're hoping for a big turnout now on Whelan's in Dublin now on the 7th. So if you're around, please come down and show some support.
So obviously live shows are brilliant for you guys. Say someone has never seen you before live, what can they expect from your live performance? I know obviously you're saying there's a bit of rock vibe in some of the songs, so obviously that energy is brought, but what can
we like
expect?
To create we like to create energy live. We like to do some cool interludes, some builds and stuff like that, just to kind of create a kind of hype experience. And we like to do we do a few covers that people, not too common, and we do our own kind of versions of some pretty cool bands that we like. So it's kind of an unexpected song that you probably would know in a live experience. So that's something to base us off as well. It's important to do one or two songs that people know as well, to get them into it, something to compare us to.
Yeah.
And then our original songs, luckily we've been in, like, every gig we've played, there's been people there who knew.
Yeah.
Who knew the lyrics.
One of the best, like, feelings when you're playing a gig live is knowing that, you know, the people are singing your song back to you. Like, you know, it's such a great feeling of reassurance.
It's unreal.
But I think it's at our gigs as well, just to add, it's a nice, like, almost intimate atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like, it feels really nice. Like, sometimes you're playing to a crowd, but I think most of the time with us, it feels like we're playing with the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, say, for example, our last gig in Limerick was a Lost Boys and Friends event. So it was like all the bands that were supporting us.
Yeah.
We knew we're very close with them, and we got them all to come up with us, and we did songs together, and we're going to definitely plan doing that in the future. We love kind of mixing the support acts with us, so we're going to try to do that at the Whelan's gig. We have some really big Limerick gigs that we haven't announced yet, but we're going to have some really cool collaborations over the next few months that we're really excited to announce.
You can find us on Facebook as well, I suppose. You just look up Lost Boys on Facebook.
Yeah, just for events and stuff, but we do base ourselves off Instagram mostly.
Instagram, pretty much where we go. It seems to be the one-stop shop for everything social at the moment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely hit us up on Instagram.
And we're on Spotify. We're on YouTube. We base ourselves off Spotify, but we will have some video content out in the next month. We're gonna have our first music video up
pretty soon.
Spotify is where we base ourselves off. So Lost Boys on Spotify.
So guys, thank you so much for coming in. All right, good luck, guys.
Thank you. This is Beat.